We have before us the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 6 in third reading under reconsideration. And I believe there is a Representative Gaw?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I have no amendments. I do not wish to go back to second reading. Thank you very much for the ease, and I'm ready for the question.
Thank you. We have the bill before us in third reading. Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like the privilege before, if I may, break on this thing a moment just to clarify a position that I took, or a position's on House Bill 6, if I may. It takes just about 30 seconds, if that. Do I have the floor? Come on, guys. Come on. I got to make my position clear.
You have the floor, Representative Boone.
Thank you, sir. I was wrong when I made some statements in here regarding the third offense on the forfeiture. I had assumed because we worked on it for many hours and we got to it and we forgot to get back and put it back in again. And my impression was that you could forfeit only on the third offense. I will apologize to the body. The way the bill is written now is the way they intended it. There's a possibility that one could have his car forfeited on the second offense, but that's left to the discretion of the courts. And so I would apologize for that. And the second one is that some of the, it was probably an error, misunderstanding, I would say, but June Garish did not approve the amendments, and she has said you found a POM on your desk explaining her position on it, and I just wanted to bring that to the point that the MAD was not in favor of the amendments. It probably was some type of misunderstanding somewhere between aides and representatives and so on, so I just would leave it at that, sir. Thank you.
Representative Clarkson?
On the last point, Mr. Speaker, again, not to prolong this, but there is a question of fact about that. I did recheck with my staff, and she's comfortable with her version of the conversation, so the confusion might have been between staff and legislator. It also might have been between staff and the director of MAD. I think it's not an important matter with regard to the legislation, except that simply offering amendments to a piece of legislation does not mean you're trying to gut it.
Are you ready for the question?
Question
is, shall the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 6, which is before us under reconsideration, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
34 yeas, 3 nays.
Judiciary Committee substitute for House Bill 6 has passed the House on reconsideration. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Representative Miller?
Speaker, earlier, Representative Vasca asked to be excused from the call of the House, and he advises me he asked for the wrong date. So instead, I will move that instead of the dates requested, he be excused from the call of the House on May 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. This brings us to announcement of committee meetings. Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to note that the House Special Committee on Fisheries is meeting today at 4 p.m.
Further announcements? Special orders. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I ask permission of the body to speak briefly on the events of yesterday afternoon.
You have the floor, Representative Miller.
Speaker, I think all of us are aware of the events of yesterday afternoon, and I charges of the gravest sort have been raised, and at least some of the facts do not seem to be in dispute, although interpretations of those facts may be. But Mr. Speaker, even those facts that are not in dispute have the capacity to reflect adversely on the legislature and on the legislative process. So with the greatest respect, the minority proposes that without any preconceived decision on the matter at all, the minority caucus feels that these definitely are charges that should be thoroughly investigated by this House. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further special orders? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent to the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Saturday, May 14th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.